Hi, this is Randy Gladden, and this is the Lord and Gladden podcast, where we're going through the book, Leaving Egypt. Now, for several weeks, we were talking about the lead-up of how God got his people to Egypt. And we talked last week about what was the purpose here. Why did God do it? See, prior to all of this, they were just this little tribe bouncing from nation to nation, and they had a destiny. But God wanted to establish them somewhere, let them put down roots so they could grow and flourish. But there was a day coming when he was getting ready for the next stage of his plan. And that day is now coming to fruition. And so what happens? It says in Psalms 105 that God caused the Egyptians to hate his people. See, even that was part of his master plan to get them to this amazing place he had for them. And he did not want anyone to be left behind. So he was willing to make them uncomfortable. You know, God is willing, if he has to make you and I uncomfortable to take us to that place that he has for us. And in this case, it says he caused the Egyptians to hate them. And the way that worked out is we see that the Egyptians, all of a sudden, there was a new Pharaoh, and he realized the people of Israel, God's people, are too strong. In the event of war, they're going to fight against us, and they're going to defeat us. So ultimately, really, the Egyptians are afraid of them, so they oppress them. It's kind of funny when you see it from that perspective that, you know, you're being oppressed just because they're terrified of you. And so what happens? The oppression gets worse and worse and worse. And the people start crying out to God. They want relief. Now, here's the interesting thing. A couple of things that we go back and look. God had told Abraham years and years before that he was going to put his people there for four generations. And there was a reason they were going to be there that long. And Joseph, who was the tool that God used to get them to the best place in the world, Joseph said, when it's time to leave to go to the promised land, take my bones with you. Don't leave me behind. So they had all of these promises. But what happens? They forget about them. And God's ready to move them to a new place. God is ready to take them to the promised land. You know, you and I can look back on the miracles of how God brought us to somewhere, whether it's a job, whatever it may be, and we can hang on. And so when God brought his people to Egypt, it was the best place in the world. You know, we tend to think of it as being bad. No, it was fantastic until it outlived its purpose. And so those things that God has done in your past, don't hang on to them. Yes, they were miraculous. Yes, they were from the Lord. But there comes a point where they may no longer fit with where he's taking you. So don't cling to those things. Now, in this case, to get the people ready to go so they didn't hold on to the past, he was willing to make them uncomfortable. And the people start crying out to God. Now, notice, we don't see that they're crying out to God and saying, Lord, fulfill the promise you made all those years ago. They're not saying that. What they're really saying is, they're not saying, Lord, what do you have for us? Take us to the promised land. We're ready. Let's go for it. What they're saying is, fix Egypt. See, as much as we say we embrace change, the reality is, we will settle for what we know over the fear of what we don't know. Even if we don't like what we do know, we will hang on to the past because we understand it, even if we don't like it. And so the people are crying out, God, fix Egypt. And they're not hearing because what God is saying, no, I'm not fixing Egypt. I'm bringing you out of Egypt. See, the whole purpose of Egypt has now been fulfilled. They have grown, they flourished, and now then it's time for the fulfillment of God's promise. He is now prepared to take them to the promised land, that place that's amazing where every blessing is there. And God is not willing to leave any behind. He wants everybody to go. So he's going to make sure they're ready to go, that they're not going to hang on. And so they're calling out, they're crying out, and God is at work. You know, for you and I, when it starts to get uncomfortable, it's time. God is getting ready to do something new. Don't cling to the past. It's time for us, when God's letting us get really uncomfortable, he's saying, I'm getting ready to do something new in your life. So for you and I, when it starts to get really uncomfortable, it's time to let go of the past and say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Let's go. Now, that's easier said than done. Because as much, again, as we say we embrace change, we don't. We hang on to what we know. But so God is going to let the challenges get severe enough that it says they're going to be forcefully ejected. He's going to make sure his people are pushed out towards his goal. So if you're in a place today where it's getting really uncomfortable, fantastic. God is getting ready to do something amazing. And so this is the birth pains where God is birthing that great promise of taking them to the promised land. So this is Randy Gladden with the Lord and Gladden podcast as we're going through the book, Leaving Egypt. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.